noticed anything funny about Patrick lately?
Well, he's still dating you. But that's not ha-ha funny.
Something's changed between us.
What?
Last night I asked him if he loved me, and instead of his usual yes, he said, uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I get the feeling something's wrong. I just can't put my finger on it.
Good morning, girls. How are you? Is Patrick awake yet?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I was just going through my files, and I found his copy of the sprinkler work he did. Maybe he could use it for his records.
Oh, Daddy, this is wonderful. Now I have the exact date of when Patrick and I became one. Oh, my God, that's it. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Damn you, Carol Weston. Damn you, damn you, damn you.
Carol, is this one of your other personalities fighting to get out?
No, Emily. Next week is Patrick and my 6-month anniversary.
So?
So, we're doomed. I've never had a relationship last longer than that, save for the mockery of my marriage.
Now, honey, that's not true. What about that real cute little guy, Steve? You went steady with him all through the 5th grade.
Daddy, Steve was going steady with Philip Swenson. I was his beard.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on.
Mr. Hetzel, I'd appreciate it if you would keep Spike in your own yard from now on. Come on, Drake. It's not your fault. Good boy. You're a lover, not a fighter. Besides, he's a very big cat. Sure, he's declawed, but those little pads, they can hurt.
Didn't just see your dog get his butt kicked by that cat.
Laverne, come on, how's the leg today?
Oh, it's completely healed. I'm just wearing this cast for the look.
Come on in. Well, so, you must be Laverne's nephew.
Yes, sir. Wade Higby Davis. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's likewise, son.
Can you see the resemblance? He's got the distinctive Higby IT.
Really, that's uncanny. So, your Aunt Vern tells me you're going to be a freshman at the University of Miami.
That's right. He's got a full wrestling scholarship.
Oh, I'm impressed. That's a real tough sport.
No kidding. You should see his takedown move. He's broke 17 noses to date.
18 if you count mamas.
Nobody likes a braggart, boy.
Sorry, man.
Hey, Laverne, that rollaway bed you want is in the garage. Hi, I'm Emily.
Wow. I'm Wade.
Roll that tongue back in your mouth before it dries up. Wade, why don't you take that bed, put it into the truck?
Yes, ma'am. It was nice meeting everyone. Emily?
He's a cute kid. You know, if he were a couple of years older...
You'd have me to deal with.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for the bed, Emily. Doctor, I'll get it back to you as soon as I can buy Wade one of his own.
Oh, wouldn't he be living in the dorm?
Oh, no, sir. We made that mistake with his older brother, Billy. He went off to college on his own. It ruined his whole life.
What happened?
He fell in with the wrong crowd, started drinking, got booted out of veterinary school. Now he's giving flea dips down at Pounds of Hounds.
Isn't that always the case?
Billy had a real bright future, but he threw it all away. That's not going to happen to Wade. I promised the family he can stay with me so I can keep an eye on him.
Well, I hope you know what you're getting into. Boys of that age can be a real handful.
You telling me how to handle my kids? You got a lot of nerve. You can't even teach your dog how to stand up to a cat.
Laverne, that's not fair. Dreyfus can take care of himself.
Annie, that bed's all loaded up.
All right.
Carol, you have really outdone yourself. This ravioli is squisito.
And it's for Patrick.
Hi. Ah. Just what I've been craving for.
Patrick, we don't want to dull our palate. Dinner's going to be ready in a few minutes.
I'm fine. Just save me a little something. I'll nuke it later.
But my sauce! Great. The butter and the egg yolks are already starting to separate. Just like me and Patrick. What am I going to do?
Carol, your relationship is not on the rocks.
Smells like the old save the relationship dinner. God, has it really been 6 months already?
I hate you too, Charlie.
Carol, if you really think Patrick is losing interest, maybe it just means trying something different, even silly. It might be spontaneous.
Emily, you're right. Patrick's bored because our life together is real routine. That's it. I've got to start planning some spontaneity. I'll simply reinvent myself.
Boy, this is terrific. You know, Carol, in all sincerity, it's amazing this kind of thing happens to you, that without fail, at the six-month mark, they dump you. I don't get those guys.
Thank you, Charlie.
What takes them so long?
Annie, that was one delicious meal. Boy, have I missed your cooking.
Oh, come on now. I can see your mama feeds you well.
She's good cooking all, but just between you and me, your pig's brains are bitter.
That's because your mama never lets the oil get hot enough. I got big plans for tonight. I'll pull out the slides from the last Higby family reunion. We'll see who has the biggest hair. Come on in.
Evening, Mrs. Todd.
Oh, Carrie, what a pleasant surprise. Wade, come here a sec. I want you to meet a neighbor. Carrie lives upstairs with her mama. Fine church-going people.
No, Wade and I already met by the pool.
Yeah, see, I forgot my T-shirt, so Carrie lent me hers.
Well, we'll be sure to get that washed and sent right back to you, hon. Bye-bye now.
Wait, Annie, I sort of asked Carrie to go to the movies tonight.
We're going to see The Lover down at the Cineplex 25.
The Lover? Carrie, could you excuse us for a sec?
Sure. I'll meet you at the car.
Wait. In future, I would appreciate you consulting me before you go making dates with someone who dresses like pole trash.
Pole trash? Annie Vernon, you just said she was a fine churchgoer.
It takes all types to make up a kingdom of the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. I guess I just have to go back on my word.
Okay, you can go.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I expect the movie gets out at 10. I expect to see you back here at 10:30.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't want to see any of her sweater on your sweater.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No. And when you get her home, a handshake will do just fine. There's no need for lip lock.
Good morning, Laverne.
Good morning, Doctor. Listen, I hope you don't mind, but I've got my nephew Wade in exam room 1.
Really? What's wrong with him?
I'm not sure. He's just been real moody and sulky these last few days, and I'm thinking maybe it's a man thing. You could talk to him. You're the closest thing I've got.
Maybe he just needs a little human contact.
Oh, how could that be? He has me.
I rest my case. Wait. Hi. How's it going?
I am just an intercom, by the way, if you need me.
Thank you, Laverne. Listen, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
Wait, come on. How are you really feeling?
Truth, Doctor. Do you know what it's like having an Aunt Laverne bossing you around every minute of the day?
Oh, God. I know what you're going through.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my aunt and all, but she's driving me nuts. It's like she doesn't trust me to do anything on my own.
Like it's her office.
She treats me like I'm 5 years old. She even picks out my clothes for me.
She makes fun of my sweaters.
She won't leave the room when I'm on the phone.
I hear her voice in my sleep.
I really gotta get away from her.
Take me with you. Wait. Come on, let me listen. Your Aunt Laverne is one of the most caring people I know. The only reason she's being so hands-on is that she loves you so much.
I know. That's why it's going to be so difficult to tell her.
Tell her what?
That I'm moving out.
Mm-hmm. You can't be afraid to talk straight to your Aunt Laverne.
Yeah, you're right, Doctor.
Hey, come on.
Put a wiggle on, Wade. I don't want you to be late for registration, and don't sign up for any cushy subjects like calculus.
Since when is calculus cushy?
We Higbys have a frightening mathematical ability. Quick, Wade, when is the Dirac delta function's value infinite?
Please, Annie, I'm not in the mood. See you later, Doc.
When X equals A, he loves to play that game. So, did you find anything wrong with him? What'd he say to you?
When Wade's ready, he'll tell you himself.
Is this about me? Does he have a problem with me?
Laverne, you know, Wade's at an age where he might not need so much attention.
There is no such age. With them daughters of yourn, you of all people should know that.
Laverne, I'll tell you something. When I was in college, the best time I had was when I was living in the dorm. It would work the same way for Wade. He could learn a lot living in the dorm.
What are you saying, that he wants to move out? How could he do this to me?
He's not doing it to you.
Well, of course he's doing it to me.
Laverne, he's doing it for himself.
Who asked you to stick your nose in my beeswax anyway?
You did.
Well, it's just like you listened to me.
Look at these. Carol and I cannot be sisters. Richard Harris cut an album?
Hi, Emily.
Well?
Oh, my God.
I'm reinventing myself.
What do you think? Why does new Coke come to mind?
Emily, tell your dad I fixed the leaky. Carol, don't panic, but there's an animal on your head.
This is what I get for trying.
Oh, Carol, come on. I was just kidding. Oh, come on, honey. Sorry, I'm late.
Don't bother me, Nan.
Andy Bird, you been drinking?
I'm changing the rules. You can come and go as you please.
You sure you haven't been drinking? Hey, are those my new jeans?
They certainly are.
What happened to the knees?
I sewed them up.
But Annie Verna bought them with the holes in the jeans. That's the style, see?
That's the style? They lie, that means Tater Norton's been in style for 30 years. There you go.
Anyway, look, I stopped by the school today and picked up some brochures. Check out these dorms.
Wait, can we talk about this later? You don't want to miss a concert tonight, do you?
What concert?
Did I forget to tell you? You're taking Carrie to see Gloria Estefan.
I am?
I pulled some strings, got you some great seats.
Annie Verne, I don't know what to say.
Well, thank you would be a nice start. Not that I'm telling you what to do. I ain't doing that anymore. You're old enough to make your own decisions. Now go and put on your red shirt and your new black slacks before your date gets here. Unless, of course, you'd rather go like you are.
Annie, this is great, but you really didn't have to do this.
I did, too. I know I've been a little tough on you lately, and that's just my way of saying I appreciate you being such a good boy and all. The truck has a full tank.
I don't believe it. You're lending me the torque machine?
Just promise you'll park it in a well-lit lot. No eating in the cabin. Careful Carrie doesn't snag her sweater on the gun rack.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that'll be Carrie now. Now, listen, I expect to see you home about... whenever you feel like being home.
Are you ready, Wade?
Am I? Annie Burton, you're the best.
Forget the knees. I'm going to sew up a fly on these things.
Carol, we've been going up and down in this elevator for 20 minutes. What the hell is going on?
Patience, my love. I told you, it's a surprise. I thought they'd never leave.
Carol, what are you doing?
I am about to make your and every man's ultimate fantasy come true.
You're sending me to the World Series? Carol, what are you doing? What, are you crazy?
I'm going to let you have your way with me in the elevator of Miami's tallest insurance building. Say hello to the new Carol Weston. She's wild. She's unpredictable.
She's nuts. Carol, please, this is scaring me.
Don't be coy. I know you're bored. You're going to leave me. You all do.
Carol.
No man I've ever cared about has stayed with me beyond the 6-month mark.
Carol.
Which, of course, is next week.
Carol. Carol, first of all, the last thing I am is bored. Second of all, next week is 7 months.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it is. Oops. Well, have all your insurance needs been met?
Carol, it doesn't matter how many months we've been together. I'm not going anywhere. I love you.
Really? You love me?
Yes.
He loves me. So, 7 months, not even a card?
Well, how about I make it up to you right now?
All right, don't panic, folks. I'll have you out in a jiffy. Oh, jeez. Let me guess. Another stale relationship. Whatever happened to flowers?
I've had about enough out of you. You think you can just hop in any time of day or night and get away with... Don't look at me with those big wide eyes. And I tell you another thing that bothers me.
Laverne, why are you scolding Jumpy the Frog?
Because he had it coming.
I'm going to regret this, but what did Jumpy do?
I lent him my truck last night, and when I went out to my truck this morning, I found something disgusting on the seat.
Oh.
That's right. Cheetos all over my blue velour. I tell you, Doctor, I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy. I just know he's going to end up like his brother Billy the Flea Flogger.
Laverne, please, come on. Wade and Billy are not the same person, just like my daughters. Barbara's different than Emily. Emily's different than Carol. Carol's different than... everybody. I mean, there comes a time when you have to let go, dear. At some point, every bird must fly from the nest or fall from the nest.
Hi, Annie. Hi, Dr. Weston. Annie, may I talk to you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on. I'll leave you two alone.
Oh, well, thank you, Doctor. These are for you.
Well, thank you. They're beautiful. What's the occasion?
It's just a way of saying I'm sorry. I know things have been sort of hectic having me around, but Annie, I decided that you were right.
Well, of course I'm right. What am I right about?
I'm going to forget about that whole dorm idea. My place is with family.
Really? Oh, you finally came to your senses. Now, listen, we are going
to
have our...
Annie, I mean back home family.
You going back to your mama?
Let's face it. Things just ain't working out here. And I stopped by the dorm today, and I just don't fit in with those big city kids. They think I'm a cracker.
Why do you think that? What'd they say?
They said, you don't fit in here, cracker.
Well, you listen here. You are gonna fit in. I'm gonna tell you something you'll never hear me say again, boy. I was wrong.
What?
I said, you'd never hear it again. Now, I think it was time you were down at that dorm on your own.
But I just don't feel comfortable around those kids.
Wade, listen to me. You are a Higby. And Higbys are as good, if not better, than anybody else. And Higbys do not run from adversity. You are a descendant of General Smokehouse Harry Higby, a brave and honorable man. despite the rumors that he fled screaming from the Battle of Antietam in a red gingham dress.
So what are you saying?
I am saying that I want you down at that dorm tomorrow. Because if you don't let the bird fly from the nest, it will fall from the nest. I was told that by a very, very old man. Now, I think it's time you got down to that dorm and flew.
You really think so?
I know so.
But, Annie, I got all my stuff at your place.
I'll help you pack.
Yeah, but I'll never be able to get it over there.
I'll lend you the torque machine. No excuses now and no Cheetos.
Boy, I can't wait to call Mama and tell her the good news.
Don't you worry. I'll call your mom and make sure this dorm thing's all right.
Oh, it's not that. I'm going to tell her that for once you admitted you was wrong.
Hi. Is everything working out okay with you two?
Yep. I'm moving into the dorm.
Anyway, what happened?
Annie convinced me it was the best thing to do. She said if I didn't fly from the nest, I'd fall or something. Said she was told that by some old geezer. See ya.
Old geezer, huh?
Well, hey. To you. Happy anniversary, Mr. Sprinkler Man.
Good artist, Tamis.
Happy anniversary to you.
And many more.
May I ordered a pair of your commemorative flannel pajamas, the ones with the little Elvis heads? Exactly. Now, in your catalog, Elvis was singing into a microphone, but on my pajamas, there's no mic. And all the king's just there with his mouth wide open and his eyes closed. Looks like he's going to yawn or sneeze or something. No, I don't want to send them back. I just wonder why there's no microphone. Well, I know you just answered the phones. I know it's not your fault. It's just disheartening. Well, thanks for listening. Well, you have a hunk of good day, too.